Well, on Thursday night, I returned from Haiti. I'd been there with a group of adults and youth, and we've spent 6 days and five nights in this secluded mountain region of Haiti, the southern part of Haiti, and we had seen a lot of things. We had seen the beauty of the scenery and just the natural vegetation that was there. We had put on a camp, so we had seen a whole bunch of young people coming in and every day excited about the various things that we were doing. One night we had a movie night. We had brought a projector and we'd put up a sheet and we showed a movie. For many of the kids at Saint Etienne, our partner area, it was the first movie they had ever seen, and we were there and we saw they were just excited, just bubbling with excitement. But we also saw in Haiti really desperate situation, a situation that's been going on for many, many years, which almost seems that there's just no possible way that we could correct it or make it right. Just the desperation that exists in that country, because of the poverty and the government's not working exactly as it should, and there's just a whole bunch of issues that we played out. But we had an amazing experience. So I returned on Thursday night, and early Friday morning, as I was in the hallway of my apartment building, my neighbor came out. She knew I'd been in Haiti, and she said to me, "I bet you were glad to be away from here." Now, she didn't elaborate on what she was talking about, but then I had, I'd spent a little bit of time reading what was happening in the news, which I had been in Haiti, and I really had no connection with what was happening here. And there was just controversy after controversy after controversy. There were people blaming the people, and there was just all of this kind of frenetic energy. And that's what I was imagining she was talking about when she said, "I bet you were glad that you weren't here." I then, as I was that day, there was some innuendo, some whispers about what the first lady's jacket might have meant, and it said, "I don't really care, do you?" with a "you" on it. I have to say that I have never. I don't really pay attention to fashion. I really don't care about fashion, as you can tell. But. It was very interesting. I have never seen the First Lady wear anything that had printing on it at all. And I'm going to turn this off and maybe come back here. Lots of clicking on that microphone. No, I'll be fine. But what I noticed after seeing that was that I started looking at what I was going to be preaching about today. And as I was reading the scriptures, I found that the real theme of these passages was fear, particularly the passage from 1 Samuel and the passage from Mark. In the gospel story, we have the disciples who are on a boat in the water, and Jesus is sleeping, and there's this gigantic storm that comes up, and the water is coming into the boat. And they are fearful for their lives. And I have to tell you, these aren't novice sailors. These are, many of them, professional fishermen who had spent their lives on that body of water and probably in that very boat. They knew what the water could do, and they had been around situations, and yet they were fearful for their lives because of the storm. And they called Jesus and they said, "Do you care about us?" In 1 Samuel, we have this story of David and Goliath. We missed the preamble about what was happening and what Goliath had said. He had made a challenge to the Israelites, and they had an army there. And David happened to be visiting, and his elder brothers, his seven elder brothers, were gathered there. And all of them, not all, all of his brothers, and all of the people of the army, all of the great warriors of the Israelites, they were all hiding away. Scared, fearful for their lives, because they did not want to face Goliath, and they also didn't want to face the Philistines. It was a mighty army, and they were scared to death. Fear. Fear is actually a major theme of the Bible. Fear is a theme that continues to be replayed. If you remember from the beginning of the gospel story, Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, their first reaction to the announcement of Jesus' birth was fear. And Mary Magdalene and the other Marys and Martha, and as they discovered the empty tomb at the end of the Gospels, their reaction was fear. We hear the disciples on this occasion when the boat was being swamped, they were fearful. The Israelites, as they were facing the Philistines, were fearful. Fear is one of those emotions that is at the heart of being a human. As I've been looking at and discerning and praying and thinking about fear this week, I really think that we are born without a lot of fear, but as we age up, the fear grows. It overtakes us. It sometimes strangles us from doing what is true and right and good. There's a lot of things going on in this world, and it's an us versus them environment. It's us versus them because it's one side boils everything down to a few simple things and says, if you don't agree with this, then you're wrong. You are bad. But fear is that barrier that's in between there. And the people that are on the inside have more fear than those people who are in dangerous situations. People in Haiti, people on the margins of our society here in the United States, those people who are fleeing violence in their home countries, those people have it pretty bad. But they're not as fearful as those people on the inside. The people on the inside, which I put myself in that category, we have everything to lose and very little to gain. We think about it as our issue, is about us, and not about a wider community. And that's why fear overtakes us. We don't see how there's any upside for us. We only see how it can drag us down. And that is where our fear sits. If we want to accomplish something, we've got to overcome that barrier. If we want to accomplish something, we have to overcome that fear, which is a natural reaction. And we have to have faith that when we make that jump over that barrier, we will make a big difference in the world for more than ourselves, but for what God envisions for everybody. Fear is a theme of the Bible because it is something that speaks to every one of us. We all live in fear. The challenge of being spiritual people is, how do we move through it? How do we step into it? How do we have the faith of somebody like David? Or somebody, as Jesus pointed out, something that was going to make a difference in the world if they could figure out how to overcome their fear? We can do it. Each one of us can do it on our own, but it's so much more powerful if we do it together. So I hope that you will think about how fear impacts your life, how fear impacts my life, and how you are willing to take a step to make a difference in the world, to make a difference that's not about you, but about us, and how we can make the world a better place, working together, compromising, and collaborating with our neighbors, every single one of them. We must care for everyone, always. Amen.